a recurring thought during the Packers' first six OTAs. They are loaded at outside linebacker. The headline acts are, of course, Clay Matthews, who's back home on the outside, and Julius Peppers, who's glad Matthews is back home on the outside.
I think he's great. I think that's his natural position. He's going to get back there where he can put more pressure on the quarterback. I think it's going to help out the team in a lot of different ways.
As will the depth it enjoys an outside linebacker. Nick Perry is healthy, and after a fast finish, returns as the third leading sacker in franchise postseason history. Dayton Jones also got a taste of playing on the edge last season, and he now works with the outside backers full time.
We think he's a physical guy that can set the edge in the run game and win the physical battle on people, and yet can give us a good physical rusher, you know, off the edge. And I don't think you can have enough of those guys.
And that's why the depth chart also includes Jayrone Elliott, who's shown a knack for making the splash play.
And there is your dagger!
Not to mention Kyler Fackrell, the third rounder who's made the most of making a good first impression.
I think he has some great tools to work with. I'm excited for him. He's a guy that has come in, doesn't say much, just wants to work hard.
A football theorem. If you play a 3-4 defense, then you need playmakers at outside linebacker, and the Packers got them. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.